Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right. Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I am not Fred Dreyer. I'm not Mike Horn. I'm not Corey Marino. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn and Fred and Corey. We're going to look into the life of Fred Dreyer. Starting things off here with a little intro, some current events, things going on. We're in the thick of the NBA playoffs, the offseason for the NFL draft. The schedule release. We're seeing a lot of injuries. We saw the number one seed Cavaliers go down to the Indiana Pacers. It's amazing how momentum and just bubbles can be burst with one or two close losses where the opponent snatches a win from the pinnacle of defeat and vice versa. We just saw Jason Tatum go down to an Achilles tear as the New York Knicks have a 3-1 lead on the Boston Celtics, really shaking up the East in what is looking like it's going to come down to the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks, barring a miraculous comeback by the Celtics, and who knows who they're going to face. We just saw Denver and Oklahoma City in a slugfest. That's been a great series to watch, and it's going to be fun. Should be a fun NBA Finals. We got baseball. Me, as an Orioles fan, it's not so fun. But the Dodgers, they're doing pretty well. We won't be getting into a lot of Dodgers talk. I know that's what you're used to here on the Fred Dreyer Show and the Sports Lounge. But we will be getting to that shortly. But again, we got Fred, his start into the acting business. We got some Hunter stories. We got a look into the football life of Fred Dreyer as we take a walk down memory lane. And you can always contact Fred. You can go visit him on social media at The Real Fred Dreyer, FredDreyerShow.com. You can email him at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And make sure you're listening to us on KABC Sunday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific. Can always hear him right here. But you're listening to the voice of Jeremy Dayton right now. It's not Mike Horn, although I often get mistaken. But again, we're coming back with a lot of stories from Fred from the horse's mouth right here on CRNTalk.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly understands your health needs? At Westcliff Compounding Pharmacy, we specialize in custom compounded medications for patients of all ages, including pets. From pain management and sports medicine to natural hormone replacement and dermatology, our expert pharmacists create tailored solutions with precision and care. Trusted by major professional sports leagues and the U.S. Olympic Committee, we deliver top-tier medications you can count on. We are your source for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and other treatments for COVID and parasite cleanses. Serving patients and physicians across California, we offer mail-order service for your convenience. Visit us at 1901 West Cliff Drive, Suite 3 in Newport Beach, or call 949-272-0775, or go to westcliffcompounding.com. West Cliff Compounding Pharmacy. Custom care, trusted solutions.
Is freedom in America real or just an illusion? Are we truly free or just subjects of 9 unelected jurists sitting high up in robes? In America, An Illusion of Freedom, a thought-provoking and prescient book, attorney, physicist, and author Richard A. Nixon challenges everything you think you know about liberty. America, An Illusion of Freedom, available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and on iTunes. Also, don't miss Richard live every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on CRNTalk.com, where he delves even deeper into these powerful topics every week.
Sorry, gentlemen. Just wanted to get in close with the audience. Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino is our producer guru, Corey Marino, and the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Salt and the scones. Salt and the scones.
Salt eating the scones. Scones on the show. Let me ask you this, Fred, because we also have a show here with your buddies from the Rams, Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo. And yesterday, Jackie mentioned he has a company that he kind of talks to football players and shows them the ins and the outs of the games and prepares them for football. And I'm thinking to myself while he's talking, this is something. You are a double-edged sword here, Fred Dreyer. You not only played football, but you went into an acting career, and you became a legend in both.
I became the Sultan, actually.
You did. The all-pro defensive end, the Sultan in football, and then the Sultan of movie stars with Hunter. Was there a co-star with you on the Hunter show? I don't know.
Stephanie Kramer.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Brass cupcake.
That you were so bright as a star.
The brass stone.
So I'm thinking you could bring on people and sort of coach them as to what to look for. For example, you were telling me in the studio here before we started that there was an announcer at the Kansas City game that was saying, looking at Travis Kelce and say he's going to be a great star or something. What was that all about?
What do you mean?
You mentioned that the announcer mentioned that Travis will be a good TV or movie star.
Oh, he was just commenting the fact that after his career as a chief,
right,
he's going to go out and have a movie career.
Now, did that happen to you? Did you just jump right from football into a great acting career?
No. I while I was playing for the Rams, I was studying and going to class, as well as when I left the Rams, I went and worked for CBS as a color commentator.
Oh, so yeah, you did the color commentator, but while you were playing football, you also did like classes when you had some spare time?
While I was playing and also while I was in between gigs as a color commentator, I was in class as well, always reading up on things that reinforced what I learned in class.
So would you say it's not that easy just to jump from one major thing in life, a sports star, into becoming a TV and movie star?
Well, nothing in life, as you know, is worth is a slam dunk or is something that you can expect just because you had some previous life that may have happened to dovetail into it. I studied long and hard as an actor, and while I wasn't ready at that time when I left the Rams, I went out and I broadcast CBS games on the weekends, and then after that first year with CBS, I said rather than sign a 3-year contract extension with CBS, I said I'm going to go back to class.
Wow.
Because that's what I started to do.
Wow.
And I thought that, you know, it's like, how did you wind up being in the broadcast business? Only you can know that.
Yeah.
And you didn't work at the gas station down the street.
No.
You got right
up,
on
up
it.
The street.
Yeah, it's right down the street.
Yeah.
You got right on it, and you followed through because you knew that's what you should be doing.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of radio as a kid and knew I wanted to be in radio broadcasting, and then went to school for it. And, you know, I studied years, did some shows. Very first time I was on the air, I sat there. It was this big, huge room, and the control room was above me like this. It was a classroom, and it was freezing. It was like 60 degrees in there. I love it cold, but at that time I didn't. And I'm sitting there like this with the mic right there, and the guy stands up there, and he throws a cue right at me, and all you heard on the radio was, "Hello, everybody." And I got home, my brother says, "I heard you swallow." So my first actual noise on the air in professional broadcasting was a swallowing, because it was
perfect.
In school. It was at a college FM station.
That's perfect. That's it.
And it became my trademark, and I do it on every show from now on.
Here comes the swallower. The swallower's here.
You could do that now, eating those scones. You could just.
But I don't, see.
See?
I've learned to smack my lips in silence.
How about you, Corey? What was your first time being on the air?
Ooh, it was definitely here. Definitely at CRN.
You're natural. You got kind of easy going. Were you a little uptight, though, the first time?
Oh, 100%. I thought every word that I said was stuttering, and then I went back and listened to it. But same thing. I was going to CSUN, California State Northridge here, and I knew I wanted to be in sports at the time. I was going for kinesiology. And
whoa.
And then I ended up getting that degree, but I also love listening to sports radio on the way to school. And so then I stayed for another year and took a minor in journalism, and now I'm working at a radio station,
so
trying to keep it going.
You like sports radio, so what the hell did you do? I ended up here. You
I mean, this is where
sports,
this yeah.
sports radio
is. This is sports.
This is where the stars are.
Pass the scones, Fred. Come on, we're talking sports. By the way, some guys were talking about you the other day, and what was the show, Corey?
It was the Dan Lebatard show.
Dan Lebatard?
Yeah, Lebatard.
He wears Lebatards all the time.
Yeah,
he's very nice. He looks good in Lebatards.
Yes.
Lebatard and Stugatz.
Yeah, he's on that ESPN. He's on ESPN, I think you said earlier that he...
And they were talking about your great career and everything, and then somebody asked if you were still alive, and then the old man that's sitting there, he calls him Pappy. The old man says, "Salmon and Fred look really good and everything, and he dropped dead, and I don't think he's around anymore." I'm thinking to myself, guys, he's here every... I think this is you, Fred.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here with my eye on the scones. Somebody has to watch out.
Fred is in great shape, by the way, for 99 years of age. This man is incredible. You could get out there with Maury Wills and steal bases.
What?
I say, you could get out there with Maury Wills and steal bases.
With my hearing.
What?
Go, Maury. Go, Maury.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Wrapping up.
Please.
You're.
I took it down a bad alley. I'm sorry, everybody.
Well, wait a minute.
No, go ahead.
This is radio.
That's true.
Is it or is
it
not?
It's also a TV show. And there's your one shot. Go for it.
Is that it?
There it is.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Go for it.
Yeah, for the most part, I finished up my 1 year as a broadcaster for CBS, and then went to acting class, and right away I knew that I had made the right mistake, because I sat around for a while as an actor. I went to school, and finally I got some, went out on some interviews and got some parts, and lucky for me, I walked in the right door at the right time.
Now, I don't think you've ever told me, and I don't think I've ever asked, and the audience may want to know this. What was your very first role? Were you like in Palm Springs Weekend with Robert Conrad and Larry Minetti or something like that?
No, I missed that one.
You did? What was your first role?
Well, one of them of note was Laverne and Shirley.
That was early on?
That was early on,
that
yeah.
That was good. You were good in that.
I was?
Well, yes, and you even told me, who did you have to kiss and she had been eating?
Oh, no.
This is a true actor.
They're blocking out the shots,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And the director comes down and goes, okay, well, Fred, we want you to come here. It's a beach scene.
Beach.
So all I have on is a beach paraphernalia, Speedo.
Speedo, yeah.
The
good.
Typical, it was the network issue Speedo. So there I am putting on the Speedo. And Shirley Laverne, what was her name? She passed away, I know that.
Yeah.
But she came out eating corn nuts. She had a bag, of corn nuts.
You got 20 seconds here to wrap.
She had a bag of corn nuts, and I stared at her, and I said, let me ask you a question. We have a kissing scene here. Are you going to be gargling anytime soon? or am I in for the long haul today?
You smell pretty good, huh, Fred? We'll be right back.
A lot of salt.
Oh, boy.
A lot of
salt.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
To the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we come to you from the CRN Broadcast Center, the Competition Radio Network, Sports Byline, and Sirius XM Channel 211, and we bring you the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And lots of stuff. Say hi to Beverly. Say hi to Georgina. A lot of people tuned in. We're on Facebook Live. Want to tune in and check out the show Wednesdays. We do a show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. That's when we're live on Facebook. And you can catch us up here on the weekends on this show on radio all across the country. Don't forget to download our app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Dial #250. And when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keywords? You say CRN. Or CRN Talk. Perfect. That's all you got to do is say CRN, and then it'll load up our app right onto your phone.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
It's it, and it's very easy to go ahead and do that, Fred Dreyer. Really is the deal. I'm telling you that much.
Well, it's easy for people to, you know, we like to reach out to people, and we love it when you reach back. We're here for you. Always, we have lots to talk about in life. Sports is just a little bit of it, and thank you for joining us.
Now, Ray has contacted you at freddryer@crntalk.com. That's our email address, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Would that be Ray Foote?
crntalk.com. Yep, he says, great show, Fred and Mike. A couple quick questions from back in your Giants days.
Yes.
An old yearbook says you went on a canoe trip down the Amazon. If true, how was it? And please confirm, were you ever sent out on offense with the Giants? I swear I saw you at split end. Is that true?
Split end. Let's see. I was never an offensive player, nor did I take a snap or line up in an offensive position with the New York Giants. I think if Bobby Crispino was number 89, and he left the Giants. He was there from 61 to 68. I came in the following year, and Subway Sid Moret, the equipment manager for the Giants at the time.
Who was that?
Subway Sid Moret.
I love this guy.
He said, here you go, Super Rook. Here's your new jersey. It's just fresh off the griddle. And they said, here it is. It was Bobby Crispino's number. So I inherited Bobby Crispino's number, who was a wide receiver for the Giants.
89?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there he goes. There's the beginning of that. Now, let's get to the main crux of Ray's question here. An old yearbook says you were on a canoe trip down the Amazon. Is it true? And if it was, how was it?
Those are private moments. And
what does that mean? What does that mean? Give us a little taste of something. Did you do a canoe trip?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I don't know how that surfaced. I think it resurfaced when I was a holdout in 1970, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I was on sabbatical. I was different places at that time.
Okay, when you were a holdout. Now, Cody, yeah, who wrote to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, said, Mr. Dreyer, I've been a dear fan of yours ever since I was a child in the 80s.
Oh,
Hunter was and still is my all-time favorite TV show.
God bless
my
you.
My dad and I would watch it together every week. And anyway, I followed you here on Facebook, and I really enjoy all your posts. It's really it's a great hearing from you. Just wanted to say hello, Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I love hearing from people who remember the early years.
You know, this SB Nation article talks about you and a lot of different things that you've done, but it did not talk about the fact that you did throw, I believe, out of any TV personality in the history of television, in the golden age, before, after, in between, you threw more people off buildings than any other TV motion picture star.
Thank you.
And I think that's something you should be proud of.
I am. I mean, I'm pretty proud of that.
Defending guy.
Now, if you think about what's on TV today.
Yes.
There's some very well-produced shows, certainly.
Yes.
And nicely acted and stuff. And whatever you want to say about the procedural aspects of detective shows in the last 20 years, that's fine. But there's nothing like a big stunt when you go to a 10, 12-story building downtown and you put a, you see the team come in and blow those airbags up. Takes a couple hours to get those airbags placed and blown up, and then they position the cars around the bag, so when they have a long shot of the guy coming off the building, when I hit him, knock him out, and he flies off the building, and the camera's up on the roof, and you see the guy go out of frame, then you cut to the wide shot where the guy is now just going 100 miles an hour straight down. You actually see him drop, and he goes past the cars that were in the forefront
because it hits the
onto
bank.
The airbag.
Yeah.
And it's really a great visual. And really a lot of fun.
Those were stunt guys, I would take it, that you knocked off the
roof. No, those are guys we just...
that you didn't like anymore.
Those are guys that we picked up on the way off the freeway.
Those were guys that you just say, hey, you want to be in
hey,
TV
you want
show?
To make $5?
Yeah. And so you would use those guys, and that's pretty good. Nobody was injured in the filming of Hunter. Did he have injuries there at all?
Well, I mean, no to speak of.
No,
nothing serious.
Yeah.
Mean, a bruised knuckle here and a step on my toe there.
Did you ever bring into the, you did what, 7/8 years on Hunter?
Yeah, seven.
Seven of them. Did you ever bring in any of your former NFL buddies that were trying to get into acting at all? Did you ever have them in there once in a while as a guest star?
No. They never. Weren't. They were never around.
They weren't around.
They weren't around here.
Yeah.
And
most were not actors.
And
no training.
You know, most of them, if not all of them, don't have an on-camera presence.
Really?
Yes.
Then how did you cultivate?
There's some great personalities and great characters,
sure.
For sure. But when you put the camera on somebody, it reads if the person is self-conscious or self-aware. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Someone being self-conscious.
You have to act like the camera's not there. And
well, of course, you have to feel as though that you're just singular in the frame, you know, or interacting with the people there without kind of like looking around, looking like you know, the old cliche, you know, you got the deer in the headlights look.
Do you still act on occasion? Like if you're going out shopping or something, you got to go to the grocery store, I'm going to go in there as Rick Hunter and check out all the aisles. Do you ever go in and, or maybe somebody's trying to sell you something at the door, you come up and you're going to be the guy that just won't be sold on anything? Do you take on a role sometimes in
your
life?
Well, actually, I kept one of my fake flip badges.
Really?
Yeah, I have a flip badge.
Yeah.
I carry around with me. So when I go to the store every once in a while, and I work my way through the produce section.
You flip
section.
The bag and say, Rick Hunter.
I flip the badge out and I just say, Rick Hunter, can I take a look at that celery?
Yes.
So I do that periodically, and it's a lot of fun.
It is fun. So people do that?
Really a lot of fun.
I'm going to take a camera. We're going to do that someday and then become arrested and get thrown in jail.
Why do you have that badge? And I said, well, I'm here to make sure that this celery finds a good home.
It's because you're Rick Hunter, an LAPD homicide detective who didn't mind breaking a few rules to get a bad guy off the street.
Throw him off the roof. Get him down. Get him out of here.
Hunter, weeknights on the Icon Channel. Nobody can throw a guy off a building like Rick Hunter. I'm going to do these promos for you on Icon TV. I think it's good. I think you should have me do those promos whenever you show up to do any kind of a personal appearance. I'm just going to be the guy right there that talks about Rick Hunter, the LAPD, the guy who's tried out for Miami Vice and found out it was too tin horn. So he went all pro and became LA Police Detective Rick Hunter. That's it.
All right.
Because you did try out for Miami Vice, according to that SB Nation article. Is that correct?
I read for a lot of things over the years and did not get
You almost got Sam Malone.
Yeah, of course.
On Cheers. Here's the deal. You were more believable in the sports background department because they was supposed to be a former football player.
Yep.
And instead, they thought that Ted Danson was okay, but he didn't look like a football guy, so they made him a baseball pitcher.
Well, that wasn't it totally.
Really?
What
was the true story?
Well, what the complete story was is that Ted had more acting experience than I did. And scenes as they made him a baseball player.
Okay.
Then they would go that way. And clearly he was the right choice.
All right,
which doesn't mean that I couldn't have played it, but I would have probably done it a little bit differently.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, that's I understand that totally.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're still active in acting right now. You were with Sharon Stone a couple of years ago on TNT.
Yeah, but that was a million years ago.
It was just 2 years ago, for gosh sakes. And you were on Crisis
that's
3 years
time.
Ago.
That's a long time.
Well, you got this movie coming out now. What, Transformers? Is that the thing?
I don't know about you, but I don't talk about things I did like 3 years ago.
Really?
2 years ago.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, we're talking about Hunter. You did that 2 years ago.
Well, that's what I'm known for.
Yeah.
I'm not known for playing a guest role.
Land's End? You were the first guy to do like a syndicated type TV show. This was in Cabo San Lucas. You wrote those, a lot of those episodes.
Well, we created the show.
Yeah.
So.
Why did you come up with Cabo? If you went down there and decided, hey, we should do something from this area?
Well, it was the most unusual looking show. It stood out. It's a syndicated show, so we presented it to the world because it was in world syndication right away, directly into syndication. So it was an international show. So we went right at it rather than making it for the domestic market, United States, and then waiting to get 120 shows and then putting it into syndication. We went right into syndication.
I bet that was a big deal when you were filming in Mexico. I bet all the locals said, what's going on? TV show or something? Did you get a crowd to
watch?
I'm going
to tell you something. Cabo, Alaska Airlines, exploded. Because of our show down there,
really,
Alaska Airlines put in a direct flight from New York City to Cabo San Lucas.
Whoa!
So we brought in a lot of people. We got, Alaska Airlines gave us all transportation and stuff because we told them this would explode your business. And boy, were we right!
And will they still do that now if you and I go for a flight somewhere?
No, they'll tell us to get the hell off the property.
They don't want us around at all, right? Who are you? Yeah. That's Rick Hunter, a guy who get the bad guy off the street. We'll be back here. It's the lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
There are low prices. And then there are Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I got myself a comfy tee for just $4.99 and a stylish dress for 50% off. Then I found my husband a pair of shorts for under $17. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. Yup, it doesn't get better than Kohl's lowest prices of the season. So go check them out before it's too late. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end May 18th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I am Michael Horn, along with our producer, Corey Marino, our guru here on the show, and the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, here with us today. All right, so just before that break, you're at the Battle of the Gladiators, or the Network Stars, and your old neighbor from New York is there. And then, so finish the story here, if you would, please.
Okay, here it is. Yeah. I'm going to be out there at the Battle of the Network Stars with my wife, and she's part of the entourage of singer, dancer, acrobats,
yes.
You know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so as I get out of the trailer, I immediately notice Howard
Cosell
walking right to left onto the scene, smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Hyper bent over like a rat, you know. And so I walked over to him. I said, Howard. He said, Fred Dreyer, number 89 of the New York Football Giants. I said, let me just say something to you, Howard. I think you'll want to comment on this. I got here early this morning, about 6 o'clock, and I started greeting people as they came in, and I asked all of them individually and collectively, I said, what do you think about Howard Cosell? And every one of them, to a man, to a woman, said, you have to go.
You told this to him?
And he looked at me and chewed his cigar, and his hand was shaking. He says, that, my man, is not gonna happen anytime soon.
Yeah.
You couldn't throw Howard. He was so fun and so good at what he did, and he lived right around the corner from me, and every once in a while, he would come out of his building at the time that I was getting ready to head down to the Lexington Avenue line and go out to Yankee Stadium to practice, and I'd run into him, and one day, the timing was perfect. His car driver pulls up, and just as the driver went around the front of the car to the back door to open it up to let Howard in, I stepped in perfectly as the door opened up, and I just said, thanks a lot, Howard. See you at the stadium.
Yeah.
That's my car, I do believe, young man.
You are something else. You play pranks all the time. You and who was it? Lance Rensel? The NFL told you guys to knock it off because you were doing press for the for yourselves with the hats on or something that said press or something, didn't you? During a pre-Super Bowl.
Well,
or something?
We were actually hired by Dick Schaap, God bless him.
Oh yeah, producer. Yeah.
And he was a good friend of ours, and he came to Lance, and Lance was going to write a story on the Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
For Sport Magazine.
Right.
And so it was a legitimate hire, and we had an awful lot of fun doing these things, and this was going from a franchise the Pittsburgh Steelers locker room, to their luncheon, to their breakfast, to their coaches greeting the press, and it was a big kickoff for the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yep.
So Pittsburgh was playing at New Orleans was playing in New Orleans against Superdome against the Fran Tarkington's Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a great game, 16-9, I believe it was, something like that, 16-7. But it was a good game. And we did things like made up lists of questions that we'd ask the press, and we just blended in. So we were way in the back near the buffet table.
Yes.
And that's when I told Dick Schaap, I said, Dick, let us go ask some questions of the press.
Yeah.
He goes, that's a good idea. That's a real good idea, Fred. I said, okay, get out of the way. Sure enough, the team comes out, sits down, the coaching staff, the entire team of the Pittsburgh Steelers comes out along with the coach at the time. What was the coach at the time? It's Pittsburgh Steelers.
Chuck Noll. Thank big. That's very good.
Chuck Noll.
Good recall.
I know they've. It's
that's don't, the guy.
Not a lot of credit. They've only had like three coaches.
This is true. That's right.
So I had
but you came three. Through, Corey.
I did.
Good, Corey, thank you for being here. Today.
I wasn't even a twinkle in my dad's eye at that age.
Chuck Noll was, I guess.
Careful now. So anyway.
Where were we? Anyway, yeah,
So I had a series of questions, and I'm in the back. And of course, Jack Hand and a couple of other notable powerhouses of the
reporting
of the journalism school of common sense.
Yeah.
They like to say that. And of course, this was a period of time where the press was king.
Oh yeah,
they were king.
Yeah.
And so nobody recognized Lance and I because we were dressed in Roaring 20 reporter outfits.
With those press hats,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I had a press hat.
And the sign said press. I saw a picture of you guys.
Yeah. So we had a moment there. And so the guy gets up and he taps his and of course, gets everybody's attention because that's what you do in important events.
Yes.
You know, you get their attention.
I think they're going to start. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we got to be quiet because this is going to be a very important discussion on what are we here for?
Super Bowl.
So they say, okay, let's kick it off here with a question. Jim from the Dakota Picayune. What's your question? Well, Jim, coach, we would sure like to know. Are you a gambling man? Do you like to? Do you like to play? Play the ponies and all that. What do you give your chances against the Vikings, you know? And he says, well, they're a fine ball club. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
Really bad questions. So after about the third one, I stood up and I raised my hand really high as I possibly could. And of course, they saw me back there. And he said, yes, sir, in the back. And with the tweed hat. So I said, yeah, Chuck, thanks so much for being here this morning. I know your time is precious. You want to get in there and hit that film room, right? Hey. Nobody says anything. Hey. So I said, you know, a lot's been said about the zone defense, and many say that it's dated and it's out of touch with today's football. Many people think that it's dated, and we just wanted to know if it is and it's going, where's it going? We need to know where the zone defense is going. could you help us out here? And nobody said anything. And then slowly, as they say, everyone turned around
and looked at you.
What jackass is asking this question? And they got a good look at me. And I just said, you know, the zone defense is something you may want to consider using a lot during the game, coach. And they said, yes, well. And then there was some buzzing going on up at the table.
It's Fred Dreyer. I think it's Fred Dreyer.
That's Fred Dreyer, Ellie Ramsey. And my Lance Rensselaer, these guys are the biggest jerks in America. And we've got to make sure that we got to get these guys out of here. How can we get these guys out of here? He goes, well, let them talk. I like that question. No, wait, I can't do that. So I said, well, look, we're here. Dick Schaap, our good friend Dick.
Oh, boy, you brought him in on this?
Yeah,
that's great. Nail him.
We really got him. So the questions were made up. I said, Jim, you made a comment earlier in your practice session the other day that you and your defensive cohorts were really going to be jacked up for the game. Could you clarify that a little bit? I mean, does that mean you're going to be eating a cow bin full of speed?
Oh, jeez.
No way, this is 1972.
Yeah, that's something to ask that question.
And I asked the tough questions. Yeah. And there was a big pause there, and I just said, I'm not the, you know, Howard's not the only one that can ask questions.
Howard Cosell. So you didn't play obviously in that Super Bowl. You did play in a Super Bowl before, but you also played against your old teammate. There was a big Monday night game against the Vikings. You were on the Rams over there, and you apparently sacked your old buddy Fran Tarkington multiple times on this. Kept the pressure on Tarkington, and apparently you were holding about a 3-point lead, and they held the Vikings to just 3 points. You won that game 20-3. Did Tarkington talk to you afterwards? Say, Fred, lay off.
No, we talked all through the game.
Yeah, you did. The whole game.
Face to face.
I'm going to get you next.
Had nothing to do with football, believe me.
But that did establish you as one of the premier defensive players, too. And you also had a big NFC championship game in 1975 when the Rams played the Dallas Cowboys. You guys lost, but you had a big defensive line on the Rams that was crucial. And in that game, you had a strong effort against the Cowboys' offensive line. You tackle Ralph Neely. The Rams did struggle, but the Cowboys had a good offensive attack. Roger Staubach was on that team, and Robert Newhouse on there. So that was another game that brought a little shedding some lights.
Yeah, they were the every year they were the one of the two to three teams that were going to be in the Super Bowl.
What happened this year? They were America's team at the time. You played.
Well, they were. And they weren't. They were my team, but you know.
You played the Seahawks in 1978, and it was a late season matchup. And you had the game sealing sack against. And I want to make sure I say this right, Jim Zorn. That's with a Z, no relation to yours truly, Mike Horn. But you nailed
Zorn, Z O R N.
That's correct.
Yeah, not
and
Horn.
The Rams defeated the Seahawks 2017 in that one. So you always paid attention to everything in the game. I think you still do when you watch it now. I'm telling you, when we come back, we'll get your pick. We'll get the pick of the week from Corey and from Fred and yours truly. In the meantime, don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And, take some time to really enjoy the game here today. We post these videos, by the way, on our CRN Talk YouTube channel. So if you want to see them and you don't catch them live on Facebook Live, go to crntalk.com. Is that right, Corey?
crntalk.com.
And you
check
out the videos up there as well, too. More with Fred Dreyer. We'll be right back. The Fred Dreyer Show.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back to the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show with Mike Horn, but I'm sitting in his seat keeping it warm. I'm Jeremy Dayton, one of the producers here on the Fred Dreyer Show. And with the help of Corey Marino putting together that flashback into the acting beginnings, the origin stories, some Hunter stories, and the football life of Fred Dreyer. To me, it's just like some good movies. You know, when they're on TV, you can't turn the channel. You just watch them again. You listen again. Die Hard, Predator, Point Break. It's a whole lot of movies. There's just About a Boy. That's one of those all-time, for me, classics. Beautiful Girls with Timothy Hutton, Michael Rapaport, one of the Dylan brothers. Good stuff. A really young Natalie Portman. All of a sudden, I'm going down, walk down memory lane myself. What are some good Hunter movies? You should email the show on some of your favorite Fred Dreyer movies and shows. You can always email him at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, freddreyershow.com. You can go there to catch any past episodes. Make sure you're listening on KABC Sunday nights at 6 p.m. And yeah, we got a whole weekend full of sports. We're like just motoring right on towards the beginning of the football season. It's crazy to think we're going to be in June in just a couple weeks. And then we're just a month and a half away from training camp beginning. And then we got the whole cycle starting over again. But it is a great time of the year. The weather is up and down. Right now it's pretty perfect weather after being in the triple digits just recently, after being, 50s, when at night it's getting into the 40s and you're needing a heater on. Very Jekyll and Hyde weather, like many of our sports teams. We're seeing number one seeds going down. teams taking themselves from the cellar to the penthouse overnight. Will your team be the next one to do it? A lot of fun things in sports. If we could only get back to integrity and honor and sportsmanship being at the forefront of it, it'd be even better, like in Fred's day. But hey, if you missed anything, go to freddryershow.com, visit us on crntalk.com, and again, at The Real Fred Dryer, and you can email him at freddryer.com. For Michael Horn, Fred Dryer, Corey Marino, I'm Jeremy Dayton. You have a fantastic weekend. God bless.